Well, Aaron, as we start out looking what's happening market-wise, a lot of factors, as you and I were just chatting, because we've got guys that are in the field, some that are completing already their spring planting. Then we'll just throw in South America and talk about several reports about how their crop is doing. So a lot of things this year are being thrown at the farmer a lot earlier than we've seen in years past.
Absolutely. As you look at the marketplace right now, we're still, you know, getting into the point where we're digesting this report from last week. Obviously, it was bullish in a way that I would have not expected, with the acre numbers really being the bigger factor. I would have thought it would have been stocks, which it was on old crop corn, but the dramatic drop in the acre number for soybeans was the biggest factor here, and has obviously given us a big bump in the soybean price here as we move forward. And like you said, with South America, that progress is moving forward. In Brazil, they're 70-some percent harvested now, and those numbers keep dropping down there. There was a lot of stuff exported from Brazil to China this last month, more than we were receiving. And as we move forward, you know, if those numbers keep dropping, and soybeans right now are looking at a negative carryout. But as you look at this, I know it's hard for guys in Nebraska, especially under irrigation, to think that soybeans will steal acres because, you know, fertilizer is already on, all these different things. But we do have a lot of clients, especially in the Illinois area, and I've even got some in Nebraska now that are making that switch to some more soybeans. Some larger numbers, too. You're talking sometimes a third of their production, switching that to soybeans as we move forward here, just because that ratio has become so different. So the market's going to try to digest that as we move forward, and what has soybeans stole. And we got to remember from the report here, those numbers are gathered as of like March the 1st. So the report wasn't until March the 30th. We had had a decent rally from March 1st to March 30th in soybeans as well, so you could have seen some of those acres already switched. But that's what the market's trying to digest right now. As we move forward into this season, they're going to short-term memory on this report, and they're going to start worrying about the weather more. And I think people were slightly confused about new crop corn on this report. With them coming out with 95.9 million acres, that was a bearish number for new crop corn. It was a lot higher in acre number than what the trade was expecting. But with the sympathy of the bean market and new crop beans going a lot higher, old crop corn being bullish because of their stock numbers and that finally getting dropped, new crop corn had no choice but to go higher. So right now, it's going to start really looking at the weather, looking at that extended forecast. And if it is a good forecast and it stays the way it is right now, even though it's dry in some areas, the market's not going to worry about that. If this market stays like this and this weather stays like this, new crop corn is going to catch some pressure and may add pressure to beans, especially since beans have rallied the way that they are. I still think both of these crops catch pressure as we move into springtime. As you look at wheat, wheat was bullish in this report too, so that allowed new crop corn to go higher as well. But as we move forward, the supply of wheat is still very high. Australia has exported like 32% more than it normally does. Stocks are starting to tighten on wheat, but supply overall is not. And if you look to the south and the weather down there, and the ratings on wheat are about 10% above the 10-year or 5-year average, that is going to be a market that's still going to catch pressure, and it will be a follower market still as we move forward. But I think as you look at these crops, you got old crop corn that should stay supported. You got new crop corn that is going to have a struggle to move much higher if the weather stays the way it is right now. You got new crop soybeans that should stay supported and should keep a good ratio from new crop corn so that people can steal some, or so that that market can steal some of those acres. And old crop soybeans are going to go up in relation to that new crop price. But I do believe that it's a good time moving forward here to look at pricing some of these things, because as we move into spring, I think that they will all catch pressure if the weather stays the way it is right now.
Well, you know, you talked about a little bit about the soybeans and the dollar. Obviously, are we going to continue, especially the way the dollar's been trading and the index so strong? Are you going to see some more pressure coming on the grain markets and even livestock as well?
Yeah, I think you will. I think with some of this economic news this last week, you've seen some pressure there. They have kind of not, they've separated themselves from the economic market somewhat, especially during these reports. Now, as we move forward, I still think the dollar, the weather will be the bigger pressure here. But any day that you have the dollar that's shooting up, if it does continue to go higher, if we continue to have good economic news and China continues to have good economic news, that is going to add some pressure to these markets as well.